Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. So whatever you set out to do, someone will try to stop you. When God puts something in your heart, someone will try to convince you that you're mistaken. When God calls you to a great task, naysayers will come out of the woodwork. That's what happened to Israel when God gave them a great assignment. Years after God's people were overthrown and taken captive, God moved in the heart of the Persian king to let Israel return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. But of course, there was opposition. People set out to discourage the people of Judah and make them afraid, Scripture says. They even hired counselors to work against them and to frustrate their plans. Ezra chapter 4, verse 4. Then the people of the land discouraged the people of Judah and made them afraid to build. Some things never change, do they? Whenever God calls us to do something great for Him, get ready for opposition. The pessimists will show up to let you know it can't be done. Cynics will call to challenge your motives. The worrywarts will share their fear. But when God is for us, Scripture says, who can stand against us? Know what God has called you to do, and then get it done. So a couple talking points as you pray. Thank God for giving you a great assignment. There's nothing better than God working through us. And ask God to give you courage when you face inevitable opposition. Ask God to do the same thing for your children when they face inevitable opposition. So, Father, you call us to do great things, and we want you to do great things in us. So please help us when people come to discourage us and cause us to be afraid. We follow you, and we depend on you alone. In Jesus' name, amen.